Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I am your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. In 2018, I lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. On each episode, I will share my personal successes and struggles and provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not that journey is with Weight Watchers. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers or WW. So let's go. All right. Well, I am recording this live from my bathtub where I am soaking in a 100% Epsom salt solution, recovering from my class tonight. Actually, that's not the truth. I probably would have been electrocuted if I was actually sitting in my bathtub, but that's what I do plan on doing immediately following recording tonight's episode. So get back to that in a second. How did your week go? I hope you had a fantastic week since we last talked. I had a really good week. Ups and downs, you know, your typical week. Well, I did go to my meeting yesterday morning. It is Monday, right now, Monday, January 14th. And welcome to episode number 31, season 2 of Wendelicious at Goal. So glad you could be here. Sorry, did not mean to be rude. So let's get back into it. So this week, I went to my meeting yesterday morning and I weighed in. I stayed the same. I was expecting that, so it was fine. My receptionist, not receptionist, what do they call them now? Wellness, not a coach, because that's what the leader is. Wellness, something or other. Receptionist. My receptionist was totally great. And honestly, I'm really kind of liking the way that WW is going these days since switching all their branding and moving towards wellness as opposed to weight loss. They are really encouraging their staff to help us members focus on progress, wellness, and wins. Those small wins that will help you achieve your goals. And I guess they kind of don't even care what your goals are. As long as your goal is wellness, I guess they don't care if you're trying to lose weight, trying to not lose weight, just trying to be healthy. I'm really kind of liking that. And that not just because I don't have to get on the scale every week, but I do like the way that they're focusing more on wellness and health in general. I think that's a really positive approach. The focus, like I said, really no longer on the scale. I mean, for those of us who, for weight loss is a goal, there's still all that support for that. And I think it's probably, you know, maybe like 90% of what they still do, but, you know, it's not real rigid and get on the scale. I mean, you have the option of a no weigh in check-in, which it's nice to take a break from that every once in a while. I do appreciate that. But, you know, as you know, some of my goals are definitely weight related. So I do have to think about it. I do have to think about getting on that scale every week. I do have to think about the accountability, and that's okay. I mean, we talked about in our meeting about why it's good to come to meetings. And one of the things that people just kept bringing up was the accountability. Because if you're left to do this on your own, if you're accountable to just yourself, the likelihood of you sticking to anything, whether it's a weight loss program or anything else, if you're not accountable to anybody, the likelihood is very slim that you'll actually achieve anything. So that's what I like about, you know, getting out of bed on a Sunday morning and going to the meeting. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes just the thought of going there and stripping down and stepping on that scale really, just the thought makes me just want to roll back over and go back to sleep. But got to do it. You got to do it. You got to be there for the accountability. You got to have somebody there to kind of verbally kick you in the ass and keep you going and really keep you focused on your path. So I love going to meetings. And if you're not a Weight Watchers member or a WW member and you're listening to this podcast, I think maybe what you can do is think about some way that you can be accountable to somebody other than yourself if you're looking to reach some goals. Like talk to a friend or talk to a mentor, you know, share what you're doing. I think it's important to tell people about the journey that you're on. Some people may disagree with me, but I really think it's important to share your journey. And that way you're kind of externally accountable, but people just know what's going on with you. And that way you're not going to get those food pushers who maybe, well, why don't you just have a donut? And, you know, I mean, I don't want to have it. You know, I can't have a donut because I'm on a diet. But, you know, generally, if somebody knows that you are trying to lose weight, then they're probably not going to offer you that donut in the first place. So if you feel comfortable sharing, definitely share. Find some way to be accountable to somebody other than yourself. I really, really 100% feel that that's important. And it may be just joining a Facebook group. It may just be that easy. Joining some sort of weight loss Facebook group and finding accountability in that community. But don't do it on your own. It's so much easier to get things done if you are in a community. That was the other thing that came up in our meeting. Is why do you come to the meetings? And the sense of community, the sense that you're not alone, the sense that you're in this together with other people. So I think that's really important. So because you're not alone, probably, you know, 75% of Americans right now are on some sort of weight loss program. So, you know, find a way to be part of a community and be accountable to others. And come on over to the One Delicious Facebook group. We've got lots of fantastic people over there, many of whom are on the Weight Watchers journey, but some are not. And just come on over, say hi, check in. I respond to every message. And if you need some support, I'm there for you. And I know the other people in that group are there for you too. All right. So that's my meeting. So it went really well. And this is probably the most fun thing that I did last week. So I started my new class at the gym and I am totally, completely in love with it. It's called TRX Blast. I don't know what TRX stands for. I probably could have looked it up. Maybe I will look it up. So I don't know if you've heard of it. TRX Blast. TRX. All right, come on, Ask Jeeves, tell me what TRX stands for. TRX Suspension Training, but it doesn't tell me what TRX stands for. Well, anyway, TRX is suspension training. Basically, it's using these straps that hang down from a truss and using your body as weights, as resistance. And it's a strength training class with some cardio mixed in. It is tough. I will not lie. This class kicked my ass last week. Last Monday, I took it for the very first time. I was sore until Thursday. No lie. But even though I was sore and it did kind of hurt to move my left arm, my left bicep was really hurting and my right thigh was really hurting. It was a struggle to get up and down the stairs for a little while, for a few days, but I know it's going to get easier every time I go. And I know it is going to give me the results that I want. So I am sticking with it. It's totally worth it. I went again tonight. And as I thought, it was definitely a little bit easier, still very, very challenging. And our instructor really works us again, kicked my ass again tonight. But it was, I don't know, I just love it. It's something different. It's different movements. It's very challenging. And I really do enjoy that. And I love how I feel. I love how I feel physically and mentally when I'm pushing myself outside my exercise comfort zone. You got to be patient with yourself, though. Little by little, you will see that progress. Like I said earlier, progress, not perfection. And that's why it's so important, really, to find an activity that you truly enjoy. That way you stick with it when it gets tough, and you will watch amazedly. I don't think that's really a word, but you will watch amazedly as your body transforms. Now, I've been out of the exercise a little bit over the winter because my classes got canceled and I did a lot of whining and whatever. I haven't really taken a class since late last summer. So I've gotten a little, poofy and a little flabby, a little out of shape. So I haven't taken a class since then, but this is what I love. I really love it. And I kind of lost track of where I was going with that. So you got to find out what you like, and that way you'll really stick with it. Like when I started running a couple of years ago, oh my God, running me? Who would have thought? Not me. So, you know, find what you like, and that way you'll be able to stick with it and watch yourself really, really progress. I'm really excited to, you know, get this program going, get this class going, and then when I start my running club in a few more weeks, that I know I'm really going to be able to see the results, and I'll be back in shape like I was last summer. Last summer, I was in the best shape of my life. And I've put a little bit of weight on since last summer. Unfortunately, I'm really trying hard to get it back off. And then, but I think this exercise program, these, my class, my commitment, my running club, I think it's really going to get me back in because I love what I'm doing. I love this class. I love running. So I know I'll stick with it. Plus I paid cash to join this running club, $100. So I'm invested. So I'm going to stick with it. So, you know, and then also last week, so here was like on the downside again, I was, like I said, I was pretty sore, and I was also experiencing a little bit of that PMS. Basically, I think I was lucky that no one got murdered this week, so I'm going to go ahead and call that a win. All right, and now I'm ready to leave last week behind me and get started on a new week. Fresh start. And that's what today's episode is all about, starting over. So Quitter's Day, I think I talked about this in the last episode, National Quitter's Day is officially January 12th, so that was last Friday. National Quitter's Day is the day that traditionally people have abandoned all of their New Year's resolutions plans and just pretty much just threw everything in the giant trash can and just started eating, you know, whatever was left over from Christmas. Go back to that. Just give up on all of their plans and say, ah, screw it. So I hope that none of you did that. I did not do that. I hope that National Quitter's Day has not consumed any of you out there. But what I found interesting over this last few days that WW, and I'm still not used to that, WW has reclaimed National Quitter's Day, and they have decided to call it National Recommitter's Day, which is really cool, actually. And that way you're flipping that negative on its ear and it's becoming a positive. And I love the thought that every day is a new opportunity for a fresh start and a clean slate and just kind of whatever happened yesterday happened, whatever happened last week happened, whatever happened in 2018 happened. You can't go back. You can't change it. Let's start today. Let's start fresh. So, and you get a whole new set of smart points every day, 23 little old points. They're going to keep you focused for the day. And if you slipped a little yesterday, today's a new day, a new chance to make better choices that will help you get closer to your goals. I love that. I love waking up every morning and just being able to start over and start fresh. And today is January 14th, so I'd like to wish you all a belated Recommitter's Day. And I hope that if you need to, you can take this opportunity to hit that reset button. So this recommitment, though, this Recommitter's Day, in my mind, is different, is very different than that I'll start tomorrow or I'll start again on Monday. That is just a recipe for perpetual procrastination, and you know it, because tomorrow never comes. Monday never comes. You just keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. You might as well just rip that Band-Aid off and start over. So every day, today, tomorrow, whatever, let's say tomorrow, it's a chance to stop right where you are. Meet yourself right where you are and recommit yourself to this journey starting right this moment. And that does not mean eating all of the cookies in the house and then start. I saw this meme, one of those little, you know, Facebook memes, and it said, "I finally got rid of all the snacks and sweets in the house. They were delicious." Don't do that. I've done that. It solves nothing. So, you know, so start fresh. It's about putting a period at the end of the sentence that you have been writing up until this moment and make a plan for writing a whole new chapter. Set a plan for what you're going to do for the next day or the next few days. Don't do too much at once. Don't take on the whole year. Don't take on the whole month. Just give yourself a few days. Make a plan. Because if you try to do too much at once, you will get overwhelmed. And again, you'll just say, screw it. And you'll abandon everything. And then you'll go back to eating all of the oyster crackers in the pantry. Don't do that. Decide what you need to do. Decide how you're going to do it. And just do it. So I'm right with you. I'm doing the same thing. Here is my plan for the week. And I kind of got started a little bit yesterday being Sunday. So number one, meal prep for the week. That's right. Plan my meals. I made a list of the 5 meals that I'm going to make this week. I did all the grocery shopping for those 5 meals. So I have 5 meals that I've written down on the whiteboard on my fridge. Here are the ones that I have all the ingredients for this week. And then what I've done is yesterday I spent many, many hours prepping all of the foods to make my week a little bit easier. So weeknight cooking is not so strenuous. I chopped all of the vegetables for the recipes. I made sauces and dips that maybe go with the recipes. And I cut up fruit. I made little baggies, put all of my vegetables. I cut up some cauliflower, some carrots, grape tomatoes, and cucumber. And I put them all in little baggies. So I have 5 baggies in my fridge. They are ready to go. So I did all of the meal prep yesterday. I was talking to my leader yesterday. It's funny about the veggies in the baggies. I was talking to her about my problem because she was asking me how I was doing. I said I was feeling a little stuck. And I think that we decided that my problem was that I was waiting too long between lunch and dinner. Like I eat lunch around 12:30 or so. And then we don't eat dinner in my house until late, like probably close to 8:30. So that's a really long time. That's 8.5 hours between, you know, lunch and dinner. And even if I do have a snack, that's still 8.5 hours between lunch and dinner. So we were talking about like having a more substantial lunch and then planning better for snacks. So we were talking about the veggies and the bags. So anyway, she suggested that I buy pre-cut vegetables to save myself time. And so that they're there, you know, those veggie platters that you can buy in the produce section. Because I also tend to buy vegetables with very good intentions, and then I never cut them up and they sit and rot in my fridge. I know I'm not alone in that. Raise your hand if you've done that. Yep, I see you all. Her thought is buy that vegetable platter, you know, spend a few extra bucks, because she said she'd rather spend a little extra on the foods that can help her get to the goal, like those veggie trays. Quick and easy snacks. She'd rather spend money on that than keep paying for Weight Watchers. Woman's got a point, because you know, with Weight Watchers, once you reach your lifetime, so you reach your goal, then you go through 6 weeks of maintenance, and then you reach lifetime, you don't have to pay for Weight Watchers anymore. You just have to check in, weigh in once a month, and as long as you are no more than 2 pounds over your goal, you are still for free. So I was there for a while last year. It was really nice not having to pay that monthly fee, but I'm back paying again just as an incentive for myself. But she's right, though. You know, spend a little more money on things that will help you achieve your goals. I firmly believe in that. I think that's a really great idea. She also was saying how she takes the veggie platters when she buys them, she takes them apart at home and puts them in the baggies, because then she can take the price sticker and throw it in the garbage so her husband doesn't have to see how much she spent on the pre-cut vegetables. Me, I buy the groceries in the house. I'll buy what I want. I'll spend what I want. So I have that going for me anyway. And my number 3 on my plan for the week is to stay away from sugar. I know myself, and I know sugar, and I know it has the potential to derail me completely and put me in like a fog, like seriously a sugar coma. I was in that sugar fog from Halloween, I think, maybe Halloween, probably Halloween, because we had a lot of candy. Probably from Halloween until 2 weeks ago, I was in a sugar fog and I felt awful. Pretty sure I talked about it last week on the show. So I just got to say no to all of it. No added sugars. And I want to tell you a little bit about, I'll talk about it a little later, about a plan I found, a recipe meal plan I found online. It's called the No Sugar Added Meal Plan. And I did try that 2 weeks ago. And I got to say, it's pretty great. I found some really great recipes in there that I keep using. So I will talk about that in a little bit. I've got it in my notes. I won't forget. And I will also put it in the show notes too. So stay away from sugar. That's number three on my plan. And number four on my plan for the week or the next couple weeks, get 3 to 4 days of exercise. Now I built in a little flexibility for myself. Normally I'd say get 4 days of exercise. And then when I only get three, then I'd be like, well, you're a big failure. But I'm going to give myself a little flexibility. I'm going to say get 3 to 4 days of exercise. I know this week is a kind of a busy week for me. I've got a lot of after work stuff, a lot of events. So, it's still completely doable to get my exercise. I will put my TRX class, which I actually already took tonight, and then 2 to 3 runs in my calendar. So I'm going to be doing that Wednesday and Friday, or Wednesday and Saturday. So just depends on how Friday goes. I'm supposed to have drinks with a colleague after work on Friday, so the run actually may not happen Friday, more likely Saturday. So I've got runs on Wednesday, Saturday, and then I've got my TRX class. So that comes to 3. If I can stick another run in there, I will try to do that. But all of those things are just getting me closer to my goals. So those are really important. And I put them in my calendar, like I said, because I am prioritizing myself. I'm controlling my calendar. I'm scheduling what's important to me. So that's my plan for the week. Easy, right? Well, you know as well as I do that the answer to that question is nope. As they say, man plans, God laughs. Or, and this is my favorite saying from Mike Tyson himself, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Thanks, champ. I actually feel that way a lot. I feel like I have gotten punched in the face a lot along this journey. So what do you do when that plan goes awry, when life just punches you in the face? Well, a member in my meeting yesterday was talking about the challenge that she faces at work, constant barrage of donuts and unhealthy snacks in the break room. I hear you, sister. She works in a high-stress job in the medical industry, so she often succumbs to the temptation, and then she's getting frustrated with herself. She's beating herself up because she succumbs to the temptation. I think most, if not all of us, can totally relate to that. I know I keep mentioning on this show how my office is just a never-ending smorgasbord of sugar and candy and cakes, and there's always a birthday. It's pretty crazy. So I completely understand. Well, we spent the meeting sharing ideas for how to cope with that situation and other situations that get in the way of what we really want. Well, our fearless leader shared a tactic she has used that has worked for her, and I think it was really good. She calls it brainwashing herself. Basically, because she was faced with the same situation, unhealthy snacks in the teacher's room. She's a teacher. Unhealthy snacks in the teacher's room. Basically, she kept telling herself that any food that had been sitting in the break room had been sneezed on. So it totally grossed her out to try to eat it. And she kept telling herself, nope, that's been sneezed on. That's been sneezed on. And then she totally believed it and she stopped eating it. I think that's kind of brilliant. I mean, I think it's got like, master ninja skills going on to be able to trick your own brain into believing something that you're telling it. So I think that that's pretty good. So, you know, maybe try that. I had a suggestion too. So maybe try telling yourself, like I know that my other member, she was talking about donuts. Donuts is a big thing. And boy, sister, I know from donuts. But so maybe try telling yourself, I don't eat donuts. I don't eat donuts. And then start telling other people that too. I don't eat donuts. It sounds a lot better than I can't have donuts. Because that's restrictive. That's a restriction. That's a rule. That's something to fight back against. That's something to, you know, have a cheat day about. I don't eat donuts is just a fact. It just is. You don't eat donuts. So in my own life, I can relate to that. When I became a vegetarian, which I've been doing for, gosh, almost 4 years now, hard to believe, I just started saying to myself, I don't eat meat. And I started saying that, you know, to other people too. I don't eat meat. It's just something about me. That's just who Wendy is. She doesn't eat meat. I don't eat meat. It's just who I am. It's who I am, what I am. And it's a fact. It's just a fact. You can't argue with it. I don't eat meat. Because you can argue with, I can't eat meat. Well, what do you mean you can't eat meat? Come on, just a little. You can have one. What's the harm? Nope. I don't eat meat. Okay, so it's easy. Now, I will not lie to you. I get tempted sometimes. Sometimes I still crave some meat products. Just because, you know, the taste, not because I feel like, oh, I'm iron deficient. No, I just sometimes crave it. So when I'm tempted by, and this is what I'm tempted by, when I'm tempted by a Wendy's single with cheese, oh, those delicious burgers. And like mayonnaise on them, and they butter the bun a little bit. Oh, so good. So when I am tempted by the thought of a Wendy's cheeseburger, saying to myself, oh, I don't eat meat. That keeps me out of the drive-thru. Now, I just got to figure out a way to apply that to donuts. I'll be all set. I don't eat donuts. So kind of that's it. Like, make a plan, start over. Make a plan, follow a plan, and try to figure out a way to stick to that plan if life tries to punch you in the face. Try to figure out the best way around it, but think of it ahead of time and maybe write it down. And that way you can look at it and it's kind of like rehearsing for when something does punch you in the face or something does, the smell of a donut wafts up your nose and you feel a little tempted. Nope, I don't eat donuts. Or maybe go down a different hallway and don't walk past the break room. But find a way to avoid those situations that you know will derail you and get you further away from your goals. So you can do it. Just think of a plan. Follow that plan, stick to that plan, and every day start over and you know, keep going. You can do it. I know you can do it. We all can do it. So have fun with that. Have fun with sticking to your plan. And the more you do it, the better you are going to feel and you are going to reach your goals. I know you will. I know you will. So there are a couple other things before I wrap up the show, a couple things I wanted to share with you about this week. Like I mentioned earlier, I did find that no added sugar meal plan. I think I found it through, BuzzFeed or something, linked to some other site. But it's a 7-day no sugar added meal plan. They give you 3 meals a day plus some snacks for 7 days. They give you all a grocery list. They give you all the menu plans and then all of the recipes for all of the menus. And I found some really good stuff in there. There was some tacos, some sweet potato tacos, which were totally delicious. There was a recipe for some cilantro lime meatballs with Thai peanut sauce over rice. A lot of veggies in there. What else did I eat? Oh, last night I made this again. It was so good. It was a whole wheat pasta with kale and lemon and red pepper and chicken. Now, I use like fake chicken, but man, was that delicious. So I will put a link to all that. And there's snacks and, everything. Even if you just pick and choose a couple of recipes that you like, you know, it's no sugar added. It'll kind of break the spell of the sugar if you do it for a week or maybe even just 5 days, but kind of break that spell. It really did work for me. And I honestly am feeling fewer cravings for sugar. I'm sorry, got to be grammatically correct. I am feeling fewer cravings for the sugar. So I really did think that it helped. And, throwing some of those no sugar recipes in every now and again, should help you too. So like I said, I'll put the link in the show notes. And then here's the last fun thing I wanted to share. I saw this today on WW shared this on their Twitter feed. It's called hashtag 7 days for everybody. And basically they're kind of going off this recommitters thing. And there's 7 days of prompts. So you can do it on Twitter. You can do it on Facebook. 7 different things to do over the next 7 days. To kind of help you refocus and get yourself thinking about your goals again. So here's day one, share your 2019 mantra. And they want you to tag the post, take a picture of yourself with your mantra, and share the hashtag as well. So day one, share your 2019 mantra. So my 2019 mantra is going to be getting better every day. So I'm just all about small progress. Progress every day, but getting better every day is my mantra for 2019. So day two, tomorrow, what is your go-to 0-point food? I'd have to think about that a little bit. I think it might be eggs. Not too many eggs, not too many. I also have yogurt. I just gotta think about that. Well, follow me on the Facebook for the next 7 days, and I'll fill out the prompts, and hopefully you can share them too. Day three, your my why. So what's your why? That's definitely something we've talked about on the show before. Your why is what keeps you going. Your why is what you focus on. Your why is why you're here and why you're on the journey. What do you want to accomplish by losing weight or getting healthier? Day four, a fitness move or a class that you love. Yeah, boy, TRX. I already know the answer to that. Day five, your favorite WW freestyle recipe. Oh boy, have I got one of those. I think I've shared this on the show before, and it's on my menu this week. Butternut squash, tofu, and broccoli roasted with creamy tahini sauce. 3 points for dinner. It is delicious. Day six, you're doing amazing. Compliment yourself. Pay yourself a compliment. That is so important. Treat yourself right. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself a compliment. Even if it's just, boy, my wrist looks skinny today. Hey, it's a compliment. Your wrists look awesome. Tell yourself that. You deserve the compliment. And day seven, show off your hashtag support squad. So I wish I had a picture of all of you out there because you really are my support squad. Maybe you don't know it, but it's really awesome to know you are all out there listening, sharing, giving me your feedback. I really do appreciate it. Like I say at the end of every episode, we are all in this together. We really are. And I hope that this show has been support for you. It's been support for me because I feel like I'm accountable to yet another group of people who expect me to be there and share regularly. So I do want to continue to do that too. So those are the 7 days for everybody. I will post that up on the Facebook group. I think I actually already did that today. So take a look at that. But I'll do the prompts every day and hopefully you will share along with me. So that's it. And ladies and gents, we are going to get better every day. I know you can do it no matter what life throws at you. Stick to the plan. And if you can't stick to the plan, stop. Start over. Start a new plan. Every day is a gift. Every day is a new opportunity. You can do it. I know you can. All right. Well, don't forget, drop me a line. Tell me how you're doing. My email address is wendaliciousradio@gmail.com. wendaliciousradio@gmail.com. Please send me an email. I really want to hear from you. I really want to hear how's it going? How's 2019 treating you so far? What's your plan for this year? All right. Well, have a great week, everybody. Meet me back here next time. And don't forget, if you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? QFA, everybody. Let's do this.